AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A 21-year-old man from an Atlanta suburb is in custody hours after eight people were killed in shootings at three area massage parlors. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Authorities say a 21-year-old man was arrested in southwest Georgia Tuesday night after fatal shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors that left eight people dead. Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker said Robert Allen Long of Woodstock, Georgia, was taken into custody in Crisp County, about 150 miles south of Atlanta. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant told reporters three people were killed at a spa in northeast Atlanta and a fourth person was killed at another spa across the street. Ryan said all three victims were female and appeared to be Asian. Earlier in the afternoon, authorities in Cherokee County, which is north of Atlanta, said three people were killed and two others were injured at a massage parlor there. I'm Mike Gracia.
In an interview that airs tomorrow on ABC's Good Morning America, President Biden says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign if the state attorney general's investigation confirms the sexual harassment allegations against him. When asked by anchor George Stephanopoulos if the investigation confirms the claims, should Cuomo resign? Biden said yes, adding, "I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted too." Republicans blame President Biden for the increasing number of children crossing the border from Mexico. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
I think it is a crisis. I think it was fully avoidable. And it is getting worse.
But Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy says the numbers have been going up since last fall.
The Republican narrative is that this started when Biden became president. That's just fundamentally not true. This started last September.
The Border Patrol came across 561 unaccompanied children at the border yesterday. By comparison, the daily average was just over 300 last month, which itself was a 60% increase from January. This is AP News. Republicans are reluctant to be vaccinated.
75-year-old Ron Holloway in Missouri is at a very high risk of getting the virus, but he won't get the shot.
I don't believe my government's going to save me. My mask isn't going to save me. The vaccine isn't going to save me. Only Jesus Christ can do that.
Holloway supported Donald Trump. An AP NORC poll found 42% of Republicans say they probably or definitely will not get the shot. Public health doctor Brian Castrucci took part in focus groups. He says health, not politics, was the deciding factor.
They said that their doctor was more important than the influence of the former president.
Castrucci says facts are needed to get more people vaccinated.
Good data plus good stories gets you a behavior change.
As for Ron Holloway,
people call it a pandemic. I call it a damn panic.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Uber drivers in the United Kingdom are now paid the minimum wage, pensions, and holiday pay. A British court ruling the drivers should be classified as workers and qualified for such benefits. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.